the thing that surprised me the most was the interventions that worked 100 years ago are still being used today. We've had 100 years of technology development and increased awareness of how viruses work, yet we're still using these same basic tools.
Logan Mitchell is an assistant professor in atmospheric sciences at the University of Utah. He says he stumbled upon newspaper clippings from 1918 while doing research about air quality in the state.
I started looking for articles about the Spanish flu, and I found all of these interesting articles. It was fascinating to see the parallels with what's happening today.
These findings developed into the Marriott Library's 1918 Flu Pandemic in Utah exhibit, which features photographs, newspaper articles, and a timeline of the Spanish influenza. The exhibit is specific to the experiences and situations of Utahns during that time. Rachel Whitman is the digital curation librarian at the library and helped put together the digital exhibit.
I think the first headline that you'll come across is from September 20th of 1918. And it's "Beware of the Kiss, Germs of Deadly Spanish Influenza Spread by Osculatory Performance," which is pretty hysterical.
Whitman says the exhibit makes it easy to relate to Utahns in 1918 and to know that mask wearing, social distance practices, and uneasiness because of a virus are all things that have been experienced before. For more information on the digital exhibit, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.